Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. This is Bill Carter in Kokomo, Indiana. I need to find some different things. I need screws in two places and a clear black cover.
Okay, so I can send you the issues that those screws came in. I can't ship screws separately. Do you have the issue numbers?
Which numbers?
The number for each kit.
Okay.
Well, first of all, may I have your zip code?
46901.
And did you say your last name was Curry?
Carter,
C-A-R-T-E-R. Got it. Thank you. Okay, William. And then can you verify the address on the Jeep Willys build up?
Yes. It's you mean mine home number?
Where we're shipping the address we're shipping this to.
It's 900 West Walnut.
In Kokomo?
Kokomo, yes.
All right, perfect. So do you know if it was kit one or kit two that had the missing screws?
Right, it was missing. No, but I can go find it.
Bear with me just a moment. This is a newer build, so I don't have as much information on what each kit entails.
Okay, it's number one.
Okay. So I'm going to reship you that whole issue because we can't reship just a screw or something like that. But if it was issue one that was missing the parts, then this should solve that. Give me just a moment. All right. So I've got a reship processed for issue one. It's going to process separately from your next full shipment of parts, which is showing that it should be shipping out here soon. Like the 29th is the date that I have here when they mean to send it to the warehouse. But again, you'll see a pending charge and then get an email and see that charge go through once it leaves from the warehouse. We're probably not too far from you because we did just move our distribution center from Pennsylvania to Indiana.
Oh, did you? Where
yeah.
Is Indiana?
I cannot remember the name. It was something whimsical. Oh, goodness. This was such a long time ago that I was told it, and I'm unfortunately familiar with Alabama, not Indiana. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's going to bug me. Because we don't have the new return address yet, but if you look at your package there, it probably has the Indiana return address on it because we didn't ship these until, I don't believe these shipped out of Meadville. Let me see. I'll be able to tell by the shipper because now we're going to be using DHL instead of the U.S. Postal Service. Oh, yeah. It was definitely this one. It came out of Meadville because there's no shipping update. So the reship will come out of the new warehouse and be through DHL versus the U.S. Postal Service, so it gets there in a reasonable amount of time.
Okay, is there a charge for all this?
Yes, sir. It will be, maybe next shipment. Now, because those pieces came out with some missing parts, I can certainly extend your trial period out so you have time to receive and put those together. But the typical membership is going to be 4 issues per shipment. So you're looking at a total of $53.40 per 4 kits that are sent out. Now you are able to change the number of kits sent out per issue. We charge shipping and handling per issue rather than bulk rate. That way it's not affected by your price isn't affected by changing how many are shipped. And then if at any time you need to pause shipments or anything like that, we do have customer service here 24/7. It is better to call during the day so you get someone who's awake and not been sitting there at night, but there is somebody in case you need somebody at any point.
Yeah, this is the first time I've done this, and it's tougher than I thought it ever would be. I thought it was going to be a piece of cake.
It's definitely, these are big, typically 1/8 scale models that that's why we send intense instructions. Like your next shipment is going to come with the next book of instructions that go with those next set of issues. And then something that I found helpful, because my husband is building the DeLorean, is he's, when he runs into a snag, he'll like go on YouTube and find someone who's also building it and see if he can find a video to help him along, because he's a visual learner. He's not so much diagrams, but having somebody do it in front of him is easier for him. I personally can't learn from diagrams either. I had to learn to knit by somebody showing me what to do with my hands. I could not figure it out from a picture diagram to save my life.
Yeah, this one is just amazing how rough it is, you know. It's,
what do you mean by how rough it is?
Well, it the stuff is so small. Oh, I knew that. Okay. For some reason, I thought I could hold it in my hand and work with it. It just doesn't work like that.
Yeah, I always suggest getting a good pair of tweezers or a hemostat.
Yeah.
My husband has a pair of ceramic tweezers that he swears by for picking up the little pieces. Yeah, he has them on hand because he solders stuff too, and you can't have metal when you're soldering something, so he uses the ceramic tweezers. But that's what he also uses when dealing with the little parts. I don't know if you know about AliExpress, but they sell jewelry trays, which he's found super duper useful for sorting out all the little parts as well, and they're stackable.
They gave me a tray, you know, a little tray, the
right
color play, and it works real good. No, if you rattle it real hard, you're going to...
Right. That's one thing I like about the jewelry trays is they're kind of padded, you know, because they're meant to hold jewelry, but he got them in bulk off the internet. But he's the type where he got his first, like, 40 kits for the DeLorean and had them all sorted out in his little jewelry trays and then started building it. And then he's going to get the next set and then start building it again. He's very set in his organization.
I bet. Wow.
Well, he certainly doesn't want to lose a piece.
No. So when is it I would expect to hear this?
I'm not seeing any out of stock messages. So assuming everything's as it should be, you should expect to... I would expect this to ship out next week, like be sent to the warehouse upcoming.
Okay.
Now, did you want me to push it out so you can get your reshipped issue first? Or do you want me to just let it send you the next four issues? Because I can extend this out to like the 19th of April to give that time to arrive and put together so that you can decide if it's something you want to complete before you are locked in, or before you get that first full price shipment.
We can just leave it go in sequence?
Oh, it'll still go in sequence. You want me to leave it at every 4 weeks then?
Sure.
Okay, so that next shipment will go out on, well, the date for it is the 5th of April.
I can always whirl them.
Yep. And you can always call us and pause it, and you can also change how often they ship as well.
Okay. Great. Glad to hear that.
Yes, sir. We're here, like I said, 24/7, but I always suggest calling during the day so you get someone who's not been staring at a screen doing emails all night.
Yeah. Hey, wake up and drink the coffee.
Right. I got to drink enough to get through the day. I couldn't imagine trying to get my body to fight circadian rhythm and help people at night.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine people.
Oh, I tip my hat to our overnights agents, but we do pay them extra.
Yeah.
So they make more money to work overnight, so there is that.
Okay.
Well, sir, you take care.
It.
Again, thanks for speaking with me here at Eagle Moss.
Okay.
Have a great one.
You too.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.